Hello everyone. My name is Sabrina. I'm from Protocol Engineer Testing Team. Now I will introduce SMB Server Test Weight. Yesterday, Xiaolu has given us a client test weight, but it is different. So let's start. Here is our agenda. Firstly, I will introduce SMB protocol and how SMB server test weight is designed. And then we will talk about SMB test scenario and how to run this test scenario. And in the end, Xiaolu will give us a demo to run and debug a test case against the Windows SUT. So SMB protocol, as we know that SMB is the extension to the SIFS, which has provided the extended features like it supports new authentication method. For example, the Kerberos is added into SMB version 1. And it also has a new command that can emulate and access to the previous version of files. And it also supports that optimized client requests for server side data movement operations. For example, the command copy chunk. And SMB also can use direct TCP as a transport without net bells involving. And also, it supports to retrieving extended information and setting or querying the code information. So let's start SMB server test weight. For SMB server test weight, we also use hybrid test approach that including model-based testing and the traditional testing. So the reason why we use hybrid test approach is because in SMB there are large amount of test cases are needed to cover the requirements. And also, SMB is a stateful protocol. And the Spec Explorer can help us to generate the test cases automatically. That's the reason why I use SMBT. And for traditional, because there are some requirements, it's hard to use SMBT to cover, so we choose traditional test case for the specific scenarios. Okay, for the SMB server test approach, test endpoint testing, we only cover server and both requirements, because for the both, that means the requirements performed both by client and server, it should be covered in server test weight. But for the client requirements, it should be covered in the client test weight. That is, we had a presentation yesterday. So for SMB server test weight, it depends on the Spec Explorer and the protocol test weight library and the test framework. All these tools should be installed before you're running test weight. Oh, you can see this is server test weight architecture. Actually, it's basically similar with other test weight, but it is the SMB server, that is the system and testing. And this green part is the test weight client. And you can see the client is a synthetic client, which is different from the client test weight. For the client test weight, the server is synthetic, so it's different. And for server test weight, we use TCP. It is a work size, the transport between the client and the server. And this is SMB SDK. It actually encapsulates the methods such as passing and generating the package. And we have two different two kinds of adapter. One is protocol adapter, and another is SDOT control adapter. SDOT control adapter, it is implemented using PowerShell. And for protocol adapter, it will cause SDK to generate and send in the request to the target server. And we have two different test cases. One is the model-based test case, and another is traditional test case. The test cases will drive the SDOT control adapter to initialize the configuration of SDOT, and also then will cause the protocol adapter to send the request message to the SDOT, and the SDOT then will respond to the adapter, then will send to test case to further verification. That is the architecture for the server test weight. Okay, you can see this is a cool solution based on the architecture. This is adapter part. And okay, for this server setup is SDOT control adapter, which is implemented PowerShell. When you run it on the non-Windows, you should replace the PowerShell with your own implementation. And this is the adapt interface. This is the SMB test cases, and this is the model. For the model, we have include config code and the three files. The config code is defines the parameter constrictions, and these three model sets. One is used for the generating and creating files, and the entity transaction model is the main used to the entity transaction command, and the transaction two is model for the entity transaction two commands. And the test cases is automatically generated by the model. But we also have the traditional test case, but since the case is too much, so only list the model test case for the example. Okay, let's talk about SMB test server test scenario. Actually, we group the test scenario based on the SMB operations. You will see on the so test rate we have grouped the scenario. For example, we want to test the session setup, and you can run the session setup scenario to cover the your interested features. And also, it is also the scenarios we used in the SMB server test rate. For example, in the model, actually, we define three actions, and one is for the request, and another two is for the response. Actually, there are two kinds of response, successful response and error response. We abstract this as the actions in the model. So each operations, we do the same way to abstract it. Okay, I will introduce the typical sequence for the scenario. First, to create SMB connection, we need to first client send negotiate to the server to negotiate a SMB dialect which to be used. And then server will respond success negotiated response. And after that, client need to send session setup request to establish a session on the SMB connection. Then server will respond session setup response. After that, we client need to send tree connect to request the tree connect to a shell. Then server will respond the successful tree connect response to the client. These three steps should be followed before we do any other operations. So let's talk about example for the scenario. Scenario one, that is, user maybe want to create a file on the Limpo server. So before they create a file, they need to do these three steps. Then create request with the create disposition to send to the server. Then server will respond the create response. Will return a create response to the client. So it is a simple scenario to create a file on the server. Okay, this is a scenario that user want to set and query the file information that's shared on the server. It is the same that we need to do these three steps and then create requests to open, for example, existing files, and user maybe want to change a file name to another new name. So they need to send the set file information request to do the exchange, do the changes, and then can query file information by sending this command request to the server. Okay, for the scenario testing execution, actually there's two ways that help us to run scenario. One is scenario zero, which is used to check the setup and do the basic testing before you further run other test cases. So once you set up your test environment, you can run the scenario zero on the desktop to check if this case can pass or not. And another way, then after scenario zero is passed, then you can run test cases, that is also shortcut on the desktop, to start complete tests. So these are two ways help us to run the test case. And another way is we can use Visual Studio. You can build the solution and unfold the list all the test scenarios. You can choose anyone that you want to test to run the test case against your server. Okay, I will hand it to Xiao Lu. He will give us a demo. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending the SMB server test suite introduction session. And now I would like to do the demo on behalf of Sabrina for the SMB server test suite. In this demonstration, I will try to cover all the common scenarios which you may meet when you run our test suite. When you first log into our lab or deploy our test suite in your test environment, you need to check the test environment is correct. So you can start it to test the network connection and see if it works well. Okay, so SMB SUT 50 is the Reynolds SUT which we will run the test rate against. So it seems the network works well. Then you can find the scenario zero shortcut from the desktop, and typically each test suite will have this shortcut. It can help you to run some simple test cases. You can use these test cases to verify your test environment, and also you can check the basic requirement of the protocol implementation. Double click it. Start execution. Okay, there are four test cases for the basic testing of the SMB server test suite. And if you meet some issue when you log by the scenario zero test cases, you should go to this folder, open this folder, and check the batch folder, and find the test result in this folder. And you also need to check the configuration of the test suite. Typically, you only need to check the deployment configuration. I will talk about this file later. A typical issue you may meet is you may not properly set this machine name or port number or some other like password and usernames for the confidential to connect to the SUT. Then I will try to demonstrate how you can debug the test suite when you meet the test case failures. Let's open the Visual Studio. You must ensure your Visual Studio Ultimate Edition was installed in your test box so that you can run our test suite and debug it. Open the same folder. And find the source folder. Open the server, test code, and the solution file. If you want to debug the test suite or your implementation, you have to have all the test suite source code available. And as Sabrina has already introduced, this is the protocol adapter, this is the model project, this is a test suite project. Each project will produce a binary file which will be used during the test. And in the test suite project, you can find two configuration files. The first configuration files is typically used to configure your test environment, like the credential, computer names, and something like that, maybe IP address or port number. And for the second configuration file, typically it's used to change our test behavior, like the disabling some requirement verification, as Sean's presentation shows you. So when you want to run some test cases in the Visual Studio, typically you have two UI which you can run the test cases. The first is the test view. You can either click this small button to open it. Please be patient. You know, Microsoft products is always slow, especially in our virtual machines, okay?
And Visual
Studio. Yeah. In this view, you can randomly pick some test cases to run or select all the test cases. You can select all test cases and right-click the any cases, then it will show you a contact menu and select the run selections. And if you want to open this view, you can use the menu as well in the test menu. And the bottom, you can find the windows and open the test view. Okay, another way you want to run the test cases is the test list view. This is recommended because it is more organized in our test suite. You can find all the test scenarios has already been organized in this list. You can open the Windows 2 Sonnet HR2 and find the interesting scenario you want to run. In this demo, I just random pick two test cases. And select them, right click, run check the test cases. Okay. Oops. The test case is run against Windows, supposed to pass. Right? It's not fair. It's failed. Let me check. In the Visual Studio, you can easily open the test result by right-click the test case and open the test result details. will find the test case field after the tree connection request. Let's check more details why it is failed. It is better to open the netmon and check the actual message details. Okay, let's start netmon and enable the filters for SMB. And we only want to observe the traffic on this computer. So just okay. Let's rerun this test again. Let's see what happened. Okay, so this is a client send the server request and server response, session setup, NTMM passed. Okay, so the test case field here. Let's see. The test case trying to open the share folder file. Let's find the share folder file in the whole test suite. Oh, it was pre-configured in our deployment config file. So maybe this is wrong. Let me check it. It doesn't exist. Let me try share folder one. Okay, share folder one works. Go back and change back the config to share folder one. And rerun the test case again. Okay, now the test case passed. So the reason why the test case failed is we didn't set the configuration file correctly because this share folder was not configured on our SUT. This is the typical debugging scenario for fix the environment issue. And you also might meet some issue when you run test cases and some requirement verification will cause the test case fail. Let me try to do some modification on the verification part. See? Back to the test list view and check this test case. This one. In most cases, when you have already verified your test environment and make sure that everything is correct, and you still may get some test case failed, you need to go to check the test result for more details. Right-click, open the test result. Typically, you may see the log complaints, the requirement, blah, 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 was verified but failed. Let's check the more details for the failure. Okay, we couldn't figure out why this requirement verification is failed. So we need to go back to open the test suite configuration and go to enable the login, more detailed login, lack debug. We enable the debug log canned, and all the messages of the debugging information will be logged into our console. Then let's run the test case again. Let's see if we can get more detailed information from the log. Okay, open the test result, scroll down. Okay, we can see this debug log in this log, in this test result. Then we try to search this information from our test suite. Okay. So the test case failed here due to this requirement is not satisfied. So let's go and check this condition. Okay, this is the reason. So the SMB header reserved field supposed to be 1. But actually, when we run the test cases, Windows responds this field as 0. So the condition is not met, our test case failed. And we go and check. And we can check the code logic. The requirement 77 is also related to this condition. So, you think the reserved field is not important, and we don't want to check this requirement. We don't want to this requirement blocks our test cases to test the full scenario. So I would like to disable this requirement. Go back to the test suite config and find the switch which Sean has already introduced. And we can disable the two requirement verification, 0077 and 77. Okay. Let's rerun the test case again. Okay, the test case passed. So the only issue for our implementation is we didn't meet the requirement for the resolved fail. We can just ignore those minor requirements and all those requirements we don't care this way. So this is typical debugging scenarios which you will meet when you're using our test suite. Okay, the demo is over, and you are welcome to ask any questions, and we will still stay in our office in the whole afternoon. And if you want to try our SMB tool or SMB test suite, and if you meet any debugging issue or problems, you are welcome to ask any questions. We can work for you side by side. Thank you.
Thanks, Shalu.